And we're back here on a weekly update. Warren Shore and Tara Pohlmeier here. Don't really know what that was, but sorry about that. So now our guest this week is Adriana Cruz, who is the president of the Greater San Marcos Partnership. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Good. Doing well. It's a little chaotic coming up here, but just from our end. But we're doing well. Nice day outside. So
it's a beautiful day.
Definitely. Can you tell us, I guess, just to start out, what your history with the Greater San Marcos Partnership is?
Sure. I became the president of the Greater San Marcos Partnership in June 2013, so I've been there for about 9 months. Joined the team, and I'm real excited to be leading this group of great professionals working in a wonderful city like San Marcos and representing San Marcos, Hays, and Caldwell County, not just around the country, but to the world.
What would you say your history with economic development is?
Well, I went to the University of Texas at Austin and graduated with a degree in marketing and went to work at different state agencies, worked at the Department of Commerce, went back when there was a Texas Department of Commerce, and sort of fell into it by accident. But I've been doing it for 18 years now. Prior to joining the Greater San Marcos Partnership, I was the vice president at the Austin Chamber of Commerce in their economic development division. And I worked projects like Facebook and eBay, LegalZoom, and Apple, their expansion into the Austin area. So some really exciting projects. Prior to that, I worked at the governor's office in the economic development and tourism division, and I was marketing the state of Texas for businesses to relocate in. So it's been a lot of fun and very interesting.
A lot of experience with getting businesses to come certain places.
Absolutely. And a lot of experience with sort of marketing and promoting a region around the country and around the world.
Definitely.
When you had, going back to when you worked for the governor's office, was there when you pitch Texas, would you pitch a specific area, or was it like, how would you do that, I guess?
So, you know, when you're representing the state of Texas, you really can't pick a specific area. You have to, you know, really represent all of the communities, and all of them provide strengths to companies in different areas. So we really marketed the assets that the state had, you know, the reasonable regulatory climate, the fact that we're the best business climate in the country, you know, ranked by magazine after magazine after magazine. And that really resonates with a lot of companies. We really target areas of the country where we have a cost advantage, like California. I mean, California's tax structure, if a company or individuals relocate from California, they get an automatic 13% raise because they don't have to pay a 13% state income tax. So when you say the words no state income tax to people, it resonates, you know.
Do you find yourself saying that even when you're just marketing, I guess, the greater San Marcos region?
Oh, absolutely. The fact that we are located in a state that has one of the best business climates in the country is absolutely a selling point. But then when a company is getting further down the process and they're narrowing it down within the state, how do you differentiate yourself against other communities and other regions in the state of Texas? And one of our biggest assets is actually Texas State University and the workforce that we have here. So that we talk about a lot. We talk about the workforce that can be found here. We talk about the quality of life, the beautiful city, the river, the natural assets. I mean, there's just so many things that we can point to that companies would find attractive.
Definitely.
Is there, when you're pitching the city of San Marcos, how, I guess, you just said the river, all the natural assets. So how do you try and, with like, Kyle and Buda and New Braunfels all around. So how do you try and get like the businesses to come here rather than go over there?
Well, what we've found works best is a regional approach where we go to a company and we say, look, we have all of these assets. And really, whatever community you've decided works better for you is a win for everybody. So we were working Fashion Glass, for instance. They were looking at the city of San Marcos, and they were looking at Lockhart. And we told the company, you know, it doesn't matter to us where you go as long as you go somewhere in the region. They decided Lockhart because they wanted to be on 130. So SH-130 was a big deal for them, and that site worked better. So we applaud that. We're good with that. We have other companies that are looking at the city of San Marcos. They've looked at some of the other regional communities, but for some reason the real estate is better, or the proximity to the university is more appealing, or, you know, whatever the reason is. It's really up to the company to make that decision. And we're going to support them, and we're going to help them, and we're going to celebrate all together. But we really just present, you know, put our best foot forward for the city of San Marcos and for Hays County and Caldwell County.
Do you think companies like that, that you say you're not pressuring them into picking into picking San Marcos, that you're open to the whole region?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They do, and they do. We take regionalism very seriously. And that is the way of the future. That's how we did it at the Austin Chamber. That is, to a degree, how we did it at the state when we were promoting the state. You know, we were just generating leads for all the communities in Texas. We're basically doing the same thing. We're generating leads and interest and inquiries for all of our regional communities. We represent the city of San Marcos, and we work those recruitment projects from beginning to end on behalf of the city. But we really know that if a company ends up in Kyle or Lockhart, it's going to benefit us because they're going to live here, they're going to shop here, they're going to eat here. Somehow those tax dollars are going to get into our economy.
So what would you say is, I guess, GSMP's overall mission or vision for the area?
So our mission is to create high-quality jobs for the city of San Marcos, Hays County, and Caldwell County, and to increase capital investment here. And that's really, really what we do on a day-to-day basis. We do that by marketing and promoting the city and the region. We do business recruitment, where we recruit companies from outside of Texas to come here. And we also do business retention and expansion, where we help our local companies to grow.
Definitely. How would you, I guess, pitch San Marcos to us, or the area to us?
So if you were a company, right, you're a company looking to locate here, we would really try to get to know what your needs are and then try to match up what we have to offer that meets those needs. So if you're a tech company, for instance, or one of the engineering firms that you were talking about earlier, sort of that's the wave of the future, you know, we would talk about the workforce that we have here. We would talk about the location, the fact that we're located between Austin and San Antonio, the number 7 and number 11 largest cities in the country, the fact that we're the fastest growing city in the United States. According to the Census Bureau, San Marcos has been ranked the fastest growing city in the country by a percent growth. That really tells companies that this is a dynamic area, that people are attracted to it, and that they're going to be able to find the workforce that they need here. The fact that we have a very affordable cost of living matched with a very, very enviable quality of life. There's a lot of things to do. It's a beautiful location. And if you want to, you know, visit other cities, Austin's 30 minutes up the road, San Antonio's 40 minutes, you know, in the other direction, it's really convenient. And it's very attractive on a number of different levels.
I was going to say, do you watch Mad Men?
I do.
So do you go in like Don Draper when you go into a meeting and just like lay everything out?
That's awesome. That's an awesome comparison.
I thought that just came in my mind because I watched, and that's if you don't watch Mad Men, it's about advertising in the 60s.
So yeah.
Season finale coming up. series finale actually starts May 5th.
That just breaks my heart.
I know, it really does. It's a great show. It's a great show. Terry, you do not look like you watch Mad Men.
I don't. I'm going to need to, though.
It's on Netflix.
So now, your imaginary company, have I convinced you to move to San Marcos?
I feel like you have.
It's pretty compelling.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to work in a place that's maybe, I guess, I mean, you are in marketing, so it's your job to make things compelling, but have you ever had to work in a place that's, like, not so compelling?
You know, that is a great question. When I left the governor's office after, you know, sort of when I started working at the state of Texas, it was in 2001, and we had just had the tech recession. So a lot of, you know, projects, the phone stopped ringing. There wasn't a lot of interest in any companies relocating. And we implemented a marketing program for business recruitment. We were really relying on the tourism brand. And those of you in marketing and communications will appreciate that, right? You know, your brand, what is your message? And we were relying too heavily on the tourism message, which didn't really work for companies. So, you know, we developed this marketing program. When I left the state, I went to work at Angelo Economics, which is an economic development consulting firm that works across the country. So there were a couple of states where I was doing the marketing for those communities, and they really wanted the Austin secret. They wanted the Texas secret. They were like, tell us, share with us the secret. And I was like, I don't know that I want to share the secret with you, even though it's my job. Just because I had been, I was so passionate about what I was doing for Texas and for Texas communities. You know, I just really, and I was there for 6 months and then left, got offered a job at the Austin Chamber, and I've lived in Austin for 30 years. And so what better product to market than your hometown, and not my hometown, but your adopted hometown, and the place where you'd been living for so long. And now, you know, the Greater San Marcos Partnership makes up the southern half of the Austin MSA. So the Austin Chamber program was a regional program for the five counties within the Austin metropolitan area. Hays and Caldwell County are in the southern portion of the Austin MSA, so we're still within the Austin family. You know, we're still working closely with the Austin Chamber. But again, I've moved here this summer. You know, this is now my adopted hometown, and it's wonderful, and I love it, and I love this university. I think it's absolutely phenomenal, and all of the stuff that the university has done in the past 10 years is just amazing. So that transformation is something that, you know, I get really passionate about, and I can really promote and sell.
I know you talk with, you work with businesses mostly, but do you ever like collaborate with the tourism bureau here in San Marcos, like have some of the same idea, like have meetings with them about how maybe they should promote or what things to promote the city with?
Sure, absolutely. I'm actually on the advisory board for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we, you know, work closely together. If there's stuff that we hear, we see, a lot of times the things that will make a company excited about an area or really think about, you know, looking at us closer is getting them here. And so once I get them here, once I get, I can invite them for a site visit or invite them for a special event, I can kind of give them a tour and show them around. And, you know, so we do talk to the Tourism Bureau about what are the things to do, where can we take them, what are the best places for them to experience. And we actually do a marketing event called Showcase, where we showcase the best that San Marcos and our region has to offer. I mean, on the one hand, we have, you know, the outdoor activity in Caldwell County. We've got the barbecue capital of Texas, so named by our state legislature. To the west in Hays County, we've got the you know, craft brewery, you know, capital and all the craft brewery stuff that's going on. So we just have a lot of really interesting things to show people.
How do you, I guess, work with other maybe more government entities like, you know, the city, the county, even Texas State University, stuff like that?
So the city, the county, Texas State all sit on our board. So they all have a position on our board. We work really closely with the university. I'm also on the advisory board for Star Park, the incubator at Texas State, the Advanced Materials Incubator. And, you know, we promote together, we market together, we've gone to trade shows together, you know, focused on the semiconductor industry. As far as the county, we are their economic development staff. We're on contract with Hays County to be their staff. So we do their economic development incentives and the review of those projects. And then the same thing with the city of San Marcos. We are their economic development staff, which is a different relationship than what we have with our other communities like Kyle and Lockhart. They have their staff, but we're a support to them. So when they have a project and they need help with the county, we come in. If they need a demographic analysis. We come in and help them. We can do research. We can do an economic impact analysis. So we're just sort of their advisors, if you will.
What do you see as, I feel like Austin is kind of the tech side. They're bringing a lot more tech. It's kind of like a really tech hotspot right now. What kind of a hotspot is San Marcos or the, I guess, greater San Marcos region?
Yeah, that's a great question because Austin is absolutely known as a technology center. That expands to the whole metro, so it does sort of include us. We're trying to kind of pull some of that technology down our way as well. But one thing that Texas State has done that I thought was really, really smart on an engineering side, they looked at what UT has and what are areas of specialization that Texas State could latch onto, and that is in the materials science. So UT doesn't have a very strong materials science program. Texas State does. So they're not going head-to-head in competition. They're actually complementing each other. And I thought that's just brilliant of Texas State to do that. Some of the equipment that they have is really unique in the country. And when I do these tours and I bring companies in, I take them to the engineering building and they do a tour and they look at the molecular beam epitaxy machine, which is equipment that is, like I said, unique in the country. And people's, you know, brains, their eyes just go wide and their brains explode. And they really see the type of research that's being done at Texas State that they'd never imagined.
Are there any companies that are kind of like turned away by San Marcos here because of the university at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
I was just curious because maybe some companies are. They don't like maybe that there's this many students or this many college kids just in an area. I would think most companies are for that, but there could be some. There's always a couple oddball outliers there.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because Forbes just ranked San Marcos in the top 25 of places to retire. And the reason they did that was because of the university and because of the young population and because of the growing economy. To my knowledge, I don't know that San Marcos has ever been on a list like that. But the fact that we're on that list means that we're getting people's attention, means that the economy's growing, and means that the student population is really a positive. And you see a lot of university towns like Madison, Wisconsin, and Boulder on these types of lists, including Austin. So I was super excited and, of course, you know, tweeted it and did all the social media stuff to get the word out that we were ranked in the top 25.
All right, well, we're going to take our quick break here on Weekly Update, but first, it's the weather. It's currently 78 degrees right now outside. Feels like 80. It's a hot one out there. I think when I was home, I brought a couple sweatshirts back just in case, but I think that looks like a poor decision on my part.
I think it is on Tuesday. Tomorrow, it'll be 82 as the high.
The low tonight, 59. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We still have a night to go. Sorry. But, tomorrow, 82. Great weather for the Texas State baseball game tomorrow night. Home against the University of Texas, 6 p.m. right here on KTSW.
There's no tickets left, though.
No, there are no tickets left, so you got to listen.
Yeah.
There's only one place. Listen here on KTSW. Brant Freeman, Kirk Jones will be on the call for you out there. First pitch, 6 o'clock. Pre-game show, 5:45. Shameless plugs, I know. But you got to – I'm the sports director, as you know, so I got to – promote the department. And then Tuesday night, 57 degrees. Perfect night. So on the patio, have the radio up like old times, listening to baseball. It's almost summertime. We'll be back with more Weekly Update right after this quick break.
Support for KTSW is provided by Herbert & Gerbert's, located at 214 North LBJ Drive. Herbert & Gerbert's offers sandwiches, soups, chili, and full catering service. Open for dine-in and delivery until 3 a.m. daily. Info and menu on Facebook at Herbert & Gerbert's Sandwich Shop, San Marcos.
I started because, well, I love this planet.
I came because I love the aquatic life.
I've made so many memories there.
There's only one Earth, so we have to keep it alive.
Seeing something you did, like knowing you helped make that possible, is indescribable.
Fish are friends, not food.
To learn more about volunteering opportunities, visit www.fws.gov. Keep in mind, it's good to be kind. A message from KTSW, the other side of radio.
It'd be so much easier to wake up if there were any good morning talk shows. What, do you live under a rock?
No.
Do you live under a tree?
No.
Do you live somewhere that doesn't have a radio?
No.
Well, clearly you've just been listening to the wrong radio station.
Well, what station is that, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Okay, that's KTSW 89.9. It's the Morning Cup, Mondays, Wednesdays, 6 to 8 a.m. I promise you it'll be so much better, and therefore maybe you should quit living under a rock. Sound good?
Sounds good.
We are back here on Weekly Update here on KTSW, and we have Adriana Cruz, the president of the Greater San Marcos Partnership, here with us if you're just tuning in. We've talked a lot about kind of the mission and, you know, kind of what y'all do, how y'all do it. I guess going back to a little bit about how y'all do it, where does the Greater San Marcos Partnership get its funding, all of its support, and whatnot?
Okay. The Greater San Marcos Partnership is a public-private partnership. It was established in 2010 by a group of the City of San Marcos, Hays County, Caldwell County, CTMC, Texas State University, the school district, Gary Job Corps, the hospital, and the chamber, all sort of got together and felt that economic development was not really working the way that they wanted it to work. They felt, you know, projects were sort of passing them by and there was success happening in communities around, but not really here. So they hired a firm out of Atlanta, Market Street Services, to do an economic development strategy. And as part of that strategy, the consultant said, you know, you really should do a regional. You're stronger as a group as opposed to just each one of you standing alone and trying to, you know, get job creation and investment. So they formed the partnership. At the time, it was funded mostly by the public sector, the City of San Marcos, Hays County, Caldwell County, Lockhart and Luling all contributed funds. And probably 70% public sector, 30% private sector. Over time, we have been able to change that dynamic to about 55% private sector, 45% public sector. So we do have a contract, again, with the City of San Marcos, Hays County, Caldwell County, Lockhart, Luling, and Kyle are all public sector contributors, and Dripping Springs we just added. And then the others are private sector and higher education. So Texas State is also an investor in the partnership. And so we've been able to leverage the public sector dollars with private sector dollars. We have an annual budget of about $1.1 million. And so that allows us to do all of the activities that we do.
I know there was a big city council meeting recently. So can you tell us how that went?
Sure. So I guess this last council meeting, the city council was going to have a final vote on our funding, and what they decided to do was to pull the item from the agenda so that the subcommittee could continue meeting and actually could enter into conversation and dialogue with the partnership so that we could look at our contract and sort of look at, you know, revisions to it and what changes they would like to see made. So we are undergoing that process right now.
Now, I know the original consensus, I think two meetings ago, I'm not sure, was to cut the city's contribution from $360,000 to about $120,000, which is a pretty significant cut.
Yeah.
What kind of an impact would that have on the Greater San Marcos Partnership?
I mean, it would have a significant impact. Our contract, which was, you know, written, I think, back in 2008 and hasn't been changed since, says professional economic development services, which we've been doing through, you know, the three activities that I outlined, business recruitment, business retention, and marketing and promotion. If you're cutting the funding by two-thirds, you know, the services would likely be cut, but we really hadn't gotten into a discussion of what that would be. Our board hadn't met or talked about what that would look like. And it you know, appears that they've put all of that on hold, that discussion on hold, until we can sort of sit down and look at that contract and maybe talk about adding in some performance measures, some expectations of what it is that they want us to focus on, which, you know, is something that we're very happy to sit down and do.
This is going back to a couple of what you said earlier was economic growth and how they weren't happy. Did you have anything going on with the new post office or the old post office now turned into all those little shops over like Torchy's, Jersey Mike's, and the Urgent Care Center? Because that seems really like it. It really seems like it's going strong over there.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and we're very excited about that development. We really didn't have a lot to do with it other than we may have been involved with a conditional use permit for Torchy's so that they could serve alcohol without the waiting period. But our real focus is on primary sector jobs. Primary sector means those that, not service sector jobs, not retail, not accommodation or food service. So that's where our area of focus is. But, you know, for those types of developments, I mean, we are absolutely supportive because we believe that an active and vibrant downtown really helps everybody. It will help the downtown to be more successful, help the downtown businesses. And our goal ultimately is to get some employers down there.
With the, I guess, possible change in funding and now the review of the contract, would that change the relationship with the city of San Marcos? I know a lot of your efforts right now are focused on the city of San Marcos and kind of bringing people here. So, you know, would that focus change?
Well, I mean, we currently right now have an agency relationship with the city of San Marcos. And I think that, you know, that is what needs to be looked at, is what that agency relationship would be. But we're going to be in talks with the subcommittee, the city council subcommittee, and figure out, you know, what it is that they want to see in terms of changes to the contract. So I'm feeling really positive and really confident that we're gonna come out in a far better place than we were before, with a much clearer contract and with city council, you know, understanding, you know, very, very clearly, you know, what it is that we're doing and what we do on behalf of the city of San Marcos, Hayes County, and then the other communities as well.
One of the things we have down here is what's the number of jobs that have been created and the businesses that have brought in? What's the, I guess, the number, if you can share that number?
So since the partnership was created, we've worked about 240 recruitment projects, right? These requests for information that we get from companies that we fill out and we submit and then we work with them. That totals about 1,300 jobs in the two-county footprint. In the city of San Marcos alone, that's about 600 jobs and about $20 million of capital investment. And that includes big companies and small companies. So Quantum Materials is a company that relocated here from Oklahoma a couple of years ago. They manufacture quantum dots at Star Park. So they're located at the incubator facility. Don't ask me to tell you what quantum dots are, because I've tried to explain it like a million times and I still can't get it right. But it's a nanomaterial that can be used in displays, in television displays. So there is cutting-edge technology going on at Texas State. You've got a small company like Our Water. This is a California startup that relocated here from California with three people. And they're growing, and they've got 12 now. And they're manufacturing their product. They have found a way to turn water, salt, and electricity into a disinfectant, a commercial disinfectant with no toxins. So a great product, a great company. And then the big, we've got Epic Piping, which we just announced in December. That's 500 jobs for the city of San Marcos over a 10-year period, with an average wage of $40,000. They just purchased the Butler Building, or what was the Butler Building, on 35, and they're right now expanding it to 300,000 square feet. That's the biggest announcement we've had in San Marcos in 15 years. You know, the largest manufacturing primary sector job announcement. So, you know, we've had some very strong successes, and I think the future looks really bright for where we're going to go.
What would you say is one of the biggest struggles of the past year, or of your time at the partnership?
Well, you know, there's always when you're, you know, coming into an organization and, you know, changing things and sort of doing things differently, there's an education process. There's a we've had actually a challenge this past summer. We've had some turnover. So we have some new staff that started and getting everybody sort of on board and familiar with the community and familiar with our assets has taken some time. And then just recently we've had two staff. We're actually down two staff. One of our staff was involved in a car accident on the square. And so she's been in the hospital and is our longest serving staff member right now undergoing rehabilitation. So, you know, that I think has been one of our biggest challenges.
On the opposite side, what is one of your biggest successes of the past year?
You know, I think that success takes time. Economic development is a process. It's not an event. People get excited with announcements like Epic Piping because it's in the paper and it's a headline. And it is a wonderful announcement. But there's also sort of the small successes that go on day to day in our local companies. The local small business owners that get a new customer, that are expanding. And we try to reach out and find out what's going on with them so that we can track that. So we've got, you know, some great announcements that we've had, some smaller successes. We're trying to sort of get our processes in order, you know, now that we're fully staffed, finally, even though we have a small hiccup right now. But we're really excited about what the future holds. I think that there's some great successes around the corner. We are one of the challenges that we have is that we don't have a lot of existing buildings. So if we have a request for information come in and they're looking for an existing building, I'm really limited in what I can show them. The Butler Building was something very, very rare and very unusual. And so getting developers and investors to take that chance and to have faith that if they build it, you know, they will come. I will pitch them. I will give them my best, you know.
Field of dreams.
My best field of dreams, my best Don Draper, and get them to locate here. That's something we're working on and we're continuously working on.
Definitely. What do you see changing in the next few years here in San Marcos and with the partnership?
Well, the university continues to grow, continues to change. I am so hopeful that the engineering building, that the funding comes through and that the engineering building gets built, that we have more graduate programs in some of the areas that the university's interested in. And, I mean, you sort of alluded to it at the beginning of the program, you know, the STEM areas, the engineering and technology, that is sort of where the future is. And Texas State being an emerging research institution, I mean, it is like we're on the cusp of this really great opportunity and this big change here. And I'm real excited to be a part of it. I mean, it's something that I'm passionate about and something I believe really strongly in. And, you know, think that the presence of the university just provides us such a huge asset in the economy of the future that, you know, we're just going to keep going up.
Yeah, we had the provost on, Dr. Bourgeois, and he thought they had the funding for one of the buildings last legislation session. So now he's hopeful that he didn't get it. So now they're hopeful they get it this time because they were talking about it's really in their master plan.
Yeah.
Kind of change, move some of the buildings around. If they don't get the engineering funding, they don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I know that that funding is something that's critical, not just for the university, not just for the city, but really for the region and the state. I know that the Austin Chamber in their state legislative agenda, the funding for Texas State was like the number one item in terms of higher education priorities. So there are a lot of people, you know, working and behind the university trying to make this happen. So, you know, I'm very, very hopeful because I think it'll just add another asset, right, that I can talk about and that I can use.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? I know, is there anything else that we're missing, I guess, any big things that we missed?
That we should know about.
Yeah, that you know about in the past half hour or anything that we didn't touch on?
We've got some really exciting projects that we're finalists for. some really significant projects, one in the semiconductor arena, that Texas State was the, you know, kind of the selling point that got them, you know, over the finish line. We're the only location in the state of Texas being considered, and we're competing with two states outside of Texas. So we're, you know, working on that one. We've got a site visit with the CEO next week for another technology company. It would actually be a headquarters as well as the tech services. And, you know, the number of jobs and the wages of these jobs are significantly higher than our county average wage, which is $34,000 right now. And, you know, so we're really hopeful on those projects, and which is why the momentum that we have is so, so important that we continue. We continue this momentum. You know, I talked about being the fastest growing city in the country. And a lot of people worry about that. A lot of people, you know, say, well, we have to reach a stopping point, or we have to stop. And my answer to that is, if you're not growing, you're stagnating, which is the same as just, you know, dying. So the problems of growth are a much better problem to have than not. And with that population growth, you don't necessarily get economic growth. So you have to work at economic growth. Economic growth doesn't just happen. Population growth happens because you're an attractive place and you're affordable. So people find that and they start to go there. But we need to make sure that the economy keeps up and stays in line with the population growth, so that, you know, the wages of the people who live here are high and they can enjoy a high quality of life.
Definitely. I think I'm sold.
I am too.
Well, we want to be sure that we've got the jobs for the families that are here now, and for you guys, you know, the graduates of Texas State University, that if you choose to stay here, you can, because there's a job here for you.
I know that's one thing I feel like I've talked to a lot of people at, not only the city level, but at the county level too, is the availability of jobs for Texas State graduates. It is kind of hard for some certain majors to, you know, be able to stay in San Marcos. They always look to Austin or Houston or the DFW area.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have right now about a 3.9% unemployment rate, which is extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
It's lower than Austin. It's lower than the state of Texas. It's lower than the national average, which really means we're at full employment. But our average wage is really low. And so people are working, but they're underemployed. They may have a degree, but they're working at, you know, Starbucks or the outlet mall. And so we have a significant number of underemployed individuals who are just working at any job that they can get because they want to stay here. And so we want to be sure that our workforce that we have has the training that they need for these new jobs, that our graduates are able to have these jobs, and really look at a diversity of jobs for the whole population.
Definitely. Well, thank you so, so much for coming in, Adriana. We really appreciated it.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Very quickly, I am going to tell you about Reggae Revival. It's on Wednesdays, not this Wednesday, correct, Warren?
It will be on. Okay. There's a softball game Wednesday, but that should take like 2 hours.
Okay. It'll be on Wednesday from 8 to
probably.
10. It's hosted by the Twins. It is a group of, or not a group, I guess a couple, or it's a set of
yes,
twins.
Yes.